has won cash and prizes totaling $48,700. Today, one of our contestants could win a large screen TV, a fur coat, a diamond necklace, or a trip to the Caribbean, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Nissan, and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Save of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you with us, and I understand some new stations have joined the Sale of the Century family. Happy to have you aboard. You'll get the idea how we play our game very quickly. Right now, let's get to business and introduce the champion. This is Rocky Brown. Hello, Rocky.
How you doing, Jim?
Good. $48,700, I think $5,600 of it in cash. Got a beautiful car, a trip to cruise to Ensenada. Oh, wow. Are you ready to go again?
Sure.
All right, good. Sure. Let's see. Now, you have knocked, what, seven prizes off that winner's... Six prizes off the winner's board. There are just four prizes left up there for you on the board, so I can only say good luck today.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hello there.
Good.
You feel all set to go?
Yes.
Got some good people for us?
Yes, I do. This contestant plays the bagpipes.
I beg your pardon?
From Grand Terrace, California, here's Christy Godden.
Hello there, Christy.
And he built his own self-sufficient house from Piercy, California. Say hi to Jim Lamport.
Hi there, Jim. You always have intriguing intros.
Yes, I do.
See you later with some bargain, Summer. Thank you. Let's get acquainted with these nice people. First, Jim, you built your own self-sufficient house?
Yes, I live way up in the mountains in Northern California. I built myself a house there. My electricity is generated by solar panels up on the roof.
Oh, that's
my water comes out of a spring up the mountain, and my heating fuel comes off the trees in the woods.
Oh, I think a lot of people would like to do that. That sounds wonderful, Jim. Nice to have you here. You're obviously very talented. And Christy, you play the bagpipes, talking about talent.
Well, yes, my father is, his family is from Scotland, and he plays the bagpipes. And when I was a lot younger, he said, would you like to learn him? So I said, sure. And ever since then, I've been playing and doing some Highland dancing, which goes along with that.
Well, it sounds like fun. It doesn't surprise me that your father comes from Scotland. There are very few Spaniards playing the bagpipes there. Nice to have you here, Christy.
Thank you. Good luck
to all three of you. We'll start you all off with $20. We'll get into the match with this question. In movies, who was the partner of an outlaw called the Sundance Kid? Rocky?
Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy it is. You get $5 for every correct answer, and Rocky goes to $25. In slang, if you are of noble descent, you are said to have what color blood? Rocky.
Purple.
No. Blue blood. You were born to the purple, but you have blue blood, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, back down to 20. In what popular sport do you start at a tee and end on the green? Rocky.
Golf.
He's quick with that buzzer, and he's right, back to 25. According to the old saying, necessity is the mother, Rocky.
Invention.
That's what it is, the mother of invention. Two in a row now for the champion. From the Chinese for pickled fish sauce comes the name of the rich tomato sauce we pour on hamburgers. Jim.
Ketchup.
Ketchup is right. Jim goes to 25. Yeah. Isn't that funny that ketchup comes from pickled fish sauce? No wonder my son puts ketchup on sushi. That is incredible. It is time now for... Time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead when an instant bargain comes up has the opportunity to buy bargain merchandise. Rocky, you've got a $5 lead over Jim, and you have the opportunity to buy this.
Rocky, keep the good times rolling with this great five-speed cruiser tandem featuring balloon tires, low-step through frame, and deluxe saddles for riding comfort from the La Mirada Bike Shop. And it's normally priced at $360, but today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $6.
Isn't that terrific? That looks like fun. You guys are doing great on that. You like that, Rocky?
Not bad.
I think that would be a fun thing. A bicycle built for two, cost you just $6. And, of course, if you buy it for six, we'll knock the $6 off your score. And, oh, gee, if I did that, you would...
You'd be behind.
You'd be behind. That's right. Wouldn't want you to be behind.
Oh, okay.
So I'll sell you the bicycle built for two for $5. You'd be in a tie with Jim. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Does not want the bicycle. Hanging on to the $5 lead. Back with this. For years, this silver-haired actor played the wise patriarch of the Cartwright clan. Rocky.
Lorne Greene.
On Bonanza, Lorne Greene it is. Another five for Rocky to 35. What Midwestern city has suburbs named Cicero, Evanston, Rocky?
Chicago, Illinois.
And Skokie, it is indeed Chicago. And Rocky just beating Jim with a buzzer, hits the $40 mark. According to the title of a famous novel, how long did it take Phileas Fogg to go, Christy?
80 days.
That's how long it took him to go around the world. And Christy gets five. Those are 25. Christy Garden Fan Club has heard from that one. Time now for the Fame Game, and we're playing for control of the Fame Game board. A lot of good things up there, and a lot of interesting information about a famous person. Buzz in when you think you know it. I was born in Duluth, Minnesota in 1941. My songs became a symbol of protest. Jim?
Bob Dylan.
You are right, with very limited information. Well done. That gives you control of the board. First of all, there's a $10 money card where, Summer?
Behind the number 8.
And if you could stop those flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. We're locked into your buzzer, Jim. Good luck.
Come on, $10 card. All right, stop.
Yes! Hits right on it. Add that $10 money card to Jim's score. He jumps into second place, just one question behind the champion. Good match. We will be back to it right after this commercial timeout. Nice move there, Jim. Our champion, Rocky Brown, has knocked 6 prizes off that winner's board, and he's looking to get back, but he's in a tough match. Right now, he's got a 1-question lead. Rocky at 40, Jim at 35, Christy not out of it at 25, and of course, the player in the lead at the end of the game is the one who wins and gets the opportunity to go back there to that winner's board. Back with this. What 4-letter word is used to describe a rib cut of lamb? Christy?
Chop.
No. Rack of lamb. Rack of lamb. You lose 5 on that, Christy. Sorry about that. In one of Marvin Gaye's biggest hits, he claimed he heard it through, Rocky?
The grapevine.
Creedence Clearwater Revival heard it through the grapevine. That's right. You got another 5. Rocky goes to 45. When a musician is practicing, this device helps him keep exact time. Rocky?
A metronome.
Nicely solved. You are right. Rocky hits the $50 mark. Whose image is said to appear on the Shroud of Turin, Rocky?
Jesus.
Jesus is right, and Rocky to 55. Well, Rocky, it's time once again for an instant bargain. You didn't want to buy with a slender lead. You've got a bigger lead now. You've got yourself a $20 lead. Now, can we interest you in this?
Rocky, extend your range in the kitchen with Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series Gas Range. Full-featured with a continuous cleaning oven and contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company. And it's normally priced at $699. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Nice, nice stove. Yep. $699. I love the way Karen is sitting there smiling. Oh, she's looking like she knows what. She has no idea how anything works on that thing. She's just smiling at it. Rocky, great stove, $699. Cost you $11, you would still have the lead. You would still have a $9 lead. And if you are willing to buy it and take it off my hands so Karen doesn't cook at the next company picnic, I'll give you $300 in cash to go with it. Cost you $11. You got the range, $300 in cash for $11.
I can't figure what to do with it, Jim.
Going once.
I'm going to pass.
Going twice.
I'm gonna pass.
And no sale. Didn't. Oh, Rocky. That's a signal that a sale surprise went with it. Karen's going to shoot me. If you had bought it, you also would have gotten an additional $600 in cash. You didn't buy. You don't get it. I got to make it up to Karen. Here, Karen. You got. Okay. Now, see how easy that was? Now we're back to business. Rocky's not in a buying mood today. A tropical bird or a tree or a fish soup? What's a jacaranda? Rocky.
A tree.
It's a tree. Yes, you're right. Rocky goes to 60. In this card game, the team that wins 2 games is said, Rocky?
To win a rubber.
More, please.
Tie.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, the team that wins 2 games is said to have won the rubber. What game is it? No. Bridge. That's what we needed. You lose 5. That's the price you pay when you buzz in quick. You're down to 55. What are you about to do if a Frenchman wishes you bon appétit? Christy?
Eat
is exactly right. Christy, back to 25. In what part of your body would you find the tympanic membrane? Christy.
Your ear.
2 in a row for Christy, and she goes to 30. Yes, indeed. Alice, Eleanor, Theodore, Franklin, Jim.
Roosevelt.
That's the political family of the Roosevelts. Yes, indeed. And Jim gets another 5. Theodore Roosevelt, incidentally, his eldest daughter, Alice, was known in Washington's social circles for her very saucy wit. She had this to say about dinner party gossipers. She said, if you haven't got anything nice to say about anybody, come sit next to me. We'll be right back. We are back with the champion Rocky at 55, Jim at 40, Christy at 30. It's a lot closer. Could get a lot closer than that. We've always got a money card up on the board, and sometimes more than one. We're going to add a $15 money card up there. Back to the fame game and a famous thing. Keep that in mind. Famous thing. I am a fruit that belongs to the squash family and has a trailing vine and prickly leaves. I am both orange and straw-colored. I'm supposed to be native to Asia and was introduced to this country in prehistoric times. When the pilgrims sat down to their first Thanksgiving, Christy?
Pumpkin?
That's the fruit we're looking for. Pumpkin it is. Christy gets control of that board. Where's the $15 money card, Summer?
On the floor.
Well, Jim hit one before. Now the lights are flashing again, locked into your buzzer, Christy. Good luck.
I want that money card. Come on, 15.
Yes, he hit it. We add a $15 money card to Christy's score, and she jumps up into second place at 45, just two questions behind Rocky. Good players, and they are quick with that buzzer. Because it was his favorite weapon, this firearm was used as the nickname of the gangster named George Kelly. Rocky.
Machine gun.
Machine gun Kelly is right, and Rocky the 60. In literature, Miles Standish wanted Priscilla Mullins. Rocky?
John Alden.
Priscilla Mullins' hand, but who was it that finally wed her? You are right. John Alden it is. Wow. Speak for yourself, John. And Rocky spoke up and got the right answer. He's up to 65. What word describes a strong piece of string or 128 cubic feet of firewood? Rocky.
A cord.
Cord is right. Rocky to the $70 mark. Yeah. Well, Rocky sets that lead out even more. Got yourself now a $25 lead, and we've got something I think you might be interested in.
Rocky, get set for a grand old time on your fabulous river run trip in the Grand Canyon. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. From there, you'll be flown to the Grand Canyon to join your river expedition for a wild river run through the canyon. Float aboard comfortable guided boats, thrilled to the heart-stopping rapids and unspoiled wilderness. And it's normally priced at $2,010. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, that's terrific. That is terrific. Way to go, Greg. That is nice. Over $2,000 trip to the Grand Canyon. Are you interested?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, he's being honest with me. I'll be honest with you. I'd like to see a good close game. You'd like to go to the Grand Canyon. Cost you $16, you would still have a $9 lead. That's a pretty good lead. You missed some cash before. You missed the sales surprise before. If you want to go to the Grand Canyon, just so you can tip the pilot a little bit.
Stop in Vegas, you know.
Sure. $300 in cash to go with it. Over $2,000 trip, $300 in cash, $2,310 trip for 16 bucks. You still have a $9 lead. Going once, but going to the Grand Canyon. Yes, indeed. Enjoy the trip, enjoy the cash, and as we knock that $16 off your score that you spent, he has a $9 lead, but the game is a lot closer, and it goes down to the wire right after this commercial timeout. Enjoy that, Rock. That should be a good trip. Yeah, it sounds like they fly you over. It's beautiful.
My plane from Sacramento yesterday. Got 5 years.
Champion bought himself a great trip. Cost him $16, cutting his lead to 9. Rocky at 54, Christy at 45, Jim at 40. Back with us. He made his debut as a director in the acclaimed 1968 film Rachel, Rachel. Rocky.
Paul Newman.
That's right, with his wife Joanne Woodward. And Rocky gets 5 back. One of literature's most notorious romantic triangles was that of King Arthur. Rocky.
Guinevere and Lancelot.
You got them all. You've got another 5, and he's over the $60 mark again. In movies, he's been a taxi driver, a deer hunter, and a raging bull. Christy?
Robert De Niro.
And a raging bull. Robert De Niro's done all of those. Christy goes to 50. Third final crack of the fame game and a big $25 money card up on the board. Famous person. When I was born in Pennsylvania on July 4th, 1826, I was given the middle name Collins. While I had a little musical training, I did have a natural gift for melody. I played clarinet at age... Rocky?
Stephen Foster.
Yes, that is right. Well done. My goodness gracious. With so little information, I am impressed. Where's that $25 money card?
Behind the 9.
All right, we've hit 2 of them already today. Is Rocky going to hit a third one and put it away? We're locked into your buzzer.
I got to have the $25 now.
No, missed it. Lands on number 7. What does he get?
Parquet flooring. Heart goes solid old parquet flooring. A beautiful old floor designed to install yourself with a cushion foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Hartco Parquet.
$375 for the floor, and yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. How did you come up with Stephen Foster so quickly?
The Collins hit to me.
The Collins hit. I'm very much impressed with that. Of course, Jim and Christy were not too crazy about that. We are going to finish up the game now with a speed round, so may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? And it is Rocky at 64, Christy at 50, Jim at 40. Anyone can win because I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round. Now, what U.S. state was known as Seward's Folly? Rocky.
Alaska.
Right. In slang, how much money is a grand? Christy.
1,000.
Right. Which sign of the zodiac is symbolized by a horned... Christy?
Gemini.
Time. What instrument was the specialty of Gene Krupa? Rocky.
The drums.
Right. In the novel, who was right-hand man to Robinson Crusoe?
Rocky. Friday.
Right. What kind of creature is a nightcrawler? Christy.
A worm.
Right. In the funnies, what little boy owns a dog named Snoopy? Rocky.
Charlie Brown.
Right. Of what nation is Baghdad the capital? Christy.
Iraq.
Wrong. Yes. According to the proverb, what virtue is the best policy? Christy.
Time.
Time. How many carats are there in pure gold? Rocky.
24.
Right. Who starred in the movie Beverly Hills Cop? Christy.
Eddie Murphy.
Right. Poseidon was the Greek god of...
The sea.
Right. Of what country did the United States declare war in 1840? Christy.
Mexico.
Yes. From what type of animal do we get mutton? Christy.
Lamb.
Wrong. Name the biblical town in which Jesus Christ was born. Rocky.
Bethlehem.
Time is up. You don't need the other five. Rocky, you have won it. Congratulations. And you were kind of close on that, so we'll give you the other five. It didn't make any difference. You may have hit it at the same time as the buzzer. Back to the champion in just a moment. What type of animal do we get? Mutton. Unfortunately, you can not from lamb. We can only accept sheep on that. It is from the older animal and the sheep. The biblical town is indeed Bethlehem, where Christ was born. What virtue, the best policy? Honesty is the best policy. And the zodiac, the horned goat, is Capricorn. I have to say goodbye to Jim and Christy. And unfortunately, they didn't pick up anything along the way because it was all Rocky. He got the lead and he hung on to it. We thank you both for a very well-played game. Thank you for being here with us, Jim. And Christy, thank you. Rocky Brown, however, wins it. And once again, he's joining me at the winner's board. Come on, Rocky. Congratulations.
You have your lucky Rocky with you, yes, the squirrel.
All right, Rocky, you're going up there to the board now. There are only four prizes left up there for you. Somewhere up there is a big screen TV. There is a beautiful piano. There is $10,000 in cash. And let's take a good look at this diamond necklace. Jay Stewart.
Add a little sparkle to your life with this elegant necklace. A stunning tourmaline surrounded by sparkling diamonds on a chain of 18-karat yellow gold. Yours with the gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And this prize is worth $2,600.
Very lovely. That's very lovely. And it is up here on the board someplace. Now, you've got eight numbers left. You're trying to make a match with those four prizes that are left. Are you going to start the same way you always do?
Absolutely. Number three.
All right. He's looking for a match, and he'll get what he matches. Number three is a piano.
Number 10.
Number 10. If that's the piano, you've got... It is the piano. Just like that. Do you play piano?
No.
Do you know anybody who plays?
Yes, absolutely. I know a lot of people.
All right. Well, then
you
may... that may be the best prize you've ever gotten. He's got himself a piano. Jay Stewart's going to tell him all about it.
This gift should strike a happy chord. The Chickering Console. Exceptional craftsmanship, beauty, and tone. The Golden Primavera Console, furnished by Chickering and Sons. And this prize is worth
$2,750. $2,750 piano. Sit down, make yourself comfortable. Your boss plays piano, hey, Rox?
Yes.
That's very nice.
Yes.
We may have done you a big, big favor.
Absolutely. Hey,
that is yours. We add that to his total, and he has a great total. Somewhere over $50,000 now. And most importantly, there are three prizes left on the board. We'll tell you more about it. We'll wrap things up with Rocky right after we take time out for this commercial message. So go away.
That's very pretty.
Yes. Back with our champion, Rocky Brown. And Rocky, another good prize, another good win. Congratulations. And looking at that board, there are just six numbers left up there, three more prizes. And you can stay here till you get all of those prizes and clear that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash.
And that would be... be a total of over $100,000 in cash and prizes. Rocky is just three prizes away from clearing that board, right? The necklace and $10,000 in cash. And the other prize, a color TV. The big one is something you really want.
Absolutely.
So he's still got a couple of good things to shoot for, including $10,000 in cash. And then we'll talk about the $50,000. Rocky Brown, he'll be back to meet two new challengers. And he's coming back with $54,135 in cash and prizes. Thank you for joining us today. We'll all see you next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Manufacturers suggest at retail value and are correct at the time of recording.